100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. It's Sunday and time for the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the story. We've got a bunch of stories in. Let's see, Richard, Jeffrey, Serendipity, Lizzie, Norval Joe, Tom, John, Dwayne, and Planet Z. Now, what was the topic? Well, it was a pick two. There's a whole list of topics, and folks pick two of them. It's kind of fun. Anyway, by the way, if you're running a little late, you're taking a little time, or you're inspired by this and think, I could have done that, well, go to the website, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Look at the list of topics. It's up there somewhere. And you can send your story in. Give it a try. Anyway, here are the stories for this week.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Out of the Dark. The Brotherhood of Pi came to my village one day. Dressed in pionic red, they took their place under a tree, said to be the exact spot that Dar Loktor had drawn as proof. The brothers were here to find inquiring souls who were capable of serious mathematical heavy lifting. The boy who runs with elephants and his brother Zinbach sat at the edge of the first ring each morning the good brothers spoke. On the day of departure, boy handed the brothers a leaf showing his work on a new irrational called Q. So he left with the brothers. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hey, Dwayne here with another 100-word story. This week is a pick two. And now, Tower and Drumroll. I was raised on fairy tales about the brave knight saving the beautiful princess from the tower. There was always an evil stepmother or a fearful king keeping the princess hidden away. At 18, I ventured off to find my fair princess. I heard her one day singing like an angel from her castle tower. I scaled the wall that night and climbed onto the ledge. The beautiful maiden turned from across the room, and our eyes met. The silence was soon broken as she screamed and screamed. The last sounds I heard were the drum roll and the falling of the guillotine.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and I've remembered to record my story this week. Let's see if I can remember to send it in. This is my entry for the weekly challenge number 618 with the Pick 2 Challenge. Here's my story. Wearing his grocery bag loincloth, Bilbert crept to the edge of the roof, looking like an insane albino Native American. He spied his clothes at the base of the tree towering above the school grounds. Inconspicuous on the roof, he would stand out like an elephant at a tea party if he flew down there to grab them now. Too bad his new superpower wasn't like Spider-Man. Spidey could just shoot a web down to his clothes and snag them. Once class started, Bilbert could fly down, snag his clothes, and shoot into the locker room to get dressed. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. Another slice of pie. No, really, there's no need to be polite. If you're hungry, please tuck in. And if you're enjoying it, then please help yourself to another slice. There's no need to apologize for your brother. I'm sure he'd have joined us if he could. I know that we haven't exactly seen eye to eye in the past, but I'm the first person to admit that I'm by no means perfect. So anyway, I suppose you could call this a slice of humble pie on my part. Although, your brother is rather tasty. Don't she think?
Hi everyone, I hope you had a great week. Here's my story on the prompt pick two, which is always a lot of fun. So here goes. It's called The Brothers, the Tower, and No Elephant. The brothers had a reputation that preceded them wherever they went. The day they decided to steal the gold statue of an elephant, they came up with a plan and managed to sneak inside the king's tower. The problem was they couldn't find a damn elephant anywhere. They climbed all the way to the top in pitch black darkness. Exhausted, they sat down for a few seconds. No elephant, but the view was magnificent. They decided to watch the sunrise before resuming the search. Suddenly, evil laughter interrupted the dreamy moment. Watching the sunrise was lovely. Free-flying was not. This is the story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com and have a great week. Bye-bye.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher here for week 618, and it's a pick two. My words are pie and slice. And my story is called My Brother, the Idiot. My brother was so dumb he rounded pi to 3. Easier to remember, he said. Somehow he passed engineering school, and somehow he ended up with a job designing a building, a round tower in the center of the city. He got fed up with my riling him about his math skills, so, to prove me wrong, he said he would use no computers on the job. As the mayor used the ceremonial scissors for the ribbon cutting, the rumbling began. The building started to break into pieces. I ran for my life, but couldn't help but notice that every chunk that fell resembled a slice of pizza. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Hi, this is Richard. And for the pick two this week, I've chosen the words ticker and brothers. Title of the story is Big Brother. I've had a dicky ticker for some time. Weirdly, it's a good thing in some ways. I grant you it will literally be the death of me, but on the bright side, it's brought Harold and me back together. As brothers go, we never had that close relationship we should have. But since the bad news, he'd do anything he can to help his little brother. More fool him. I still can't stand him. It's handy having him around, though, especially since I've been steadily poisoning him for the last few months. And when he dies, I'm having his heart. There you go. That's my story. I'll speak to you all next week. Goodbye.
The Brothers Oyen Lola by John DeCleese. The Brothers Oyen Lola had a drum roll announce the appearance of any native wildlife, so the tourists atop the tower they owned would not miss anything. They would serve you a slice of Iyeya pie while you were waiting, and just in case nothing showed all day, you could have more than one slice. They also had a medical kit, and occasionally a doctor on call, in case some elderly visitor's ticker conked out when an elephant got upset and charged and shook the tall wooden tower. Lack of funds meant they only advertised their safari on the World Wide Web.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Simple Simon was a pie man. So was his younger brother, Saul. Father left the bakery to Simon, even though Saul was the better pie man. Simon renamed the shop Simon's Pies. Saul became very angry. He started his own bakery right across the street, Saul's Pies. And he tried to drive his brother out of business. Succeeded. Instead of going bankrupt, Simon made a deal with some people, and Saul's Pies burned to the ground. Saul was ruined. Then, Simon's Pies burned to the ground too. Simon's new partners collected the insurance money. The brothers manage a McDonald's now.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the pick two topics. I should read them out. Native, drumroll, brothers, web, pie, slice, ticker, tower, elephant. If you want to give it a shot, it's not too late. It's never too late. Just go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and look for the instructions. They're up there. Thank you for listening and being a part of this. And, as always... Oh, I should probably mention that the... What is the next topic? Hold on, let me look that up. It'll take just a second. Generally, give it a shot. Thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief.